Good morning. The first lesson this second Sunday after Pentecost is from the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoked me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord, because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me in the hills. I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, 'Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it,' so I will do for my servant's sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there." The psalm this morning is Psalm 22, verses 19 to 28, which we will read together. "But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen you have rescued me. I will tell you of me to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations." The second lesson this morning is from the book of Galatians, the 3rd chapter. "Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." Here are the readings.
Thank you. arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside was a large herd of swine that were feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people who were in the countryside of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I'd like to invite any children who are here to come up and join me for the children's message. I'm making sure this hat is getting a lot of usage today. Do you look, you're coming up? Not today? Okay. That's okay. So, do you guys know what today is? Vacation Bible Safari. You got it. It's a safari theme. That's right. The theme is roar. Oh, there you go. So I have a question. What animal makes that noise? Roar. A lion. Look at it. I just happened to bring a picture of a lion. Look at it. Or a tiger. Yeah, we've got both, but I happen to bring a picture of a lion. So I have a question. When something scares a lion, what do they usually do?
They eat.
They eat? That's good. They might eat it, right? They go after it, right? They run towards it, because they're lions! Roar!
Lions are kind of like predators that are really tough that live in Africa.
They are, they're predators and they're really tough, and they live in Africa. Yeah, so if they're scared, they go after something, right?
Yeah.
And they eat. Okay, I've got another animal. I don't know if you know this one. Do you know this one? You've seen this before? What does it say? What's it say? Mercats. Yeah.
The mercats. I remember those from Madagascar.
They're in Madagascar. Huh? You know them from the movie Madagascar? Well, guess what?
Second movie.
Do you know what continent Madagascar is on?
It's a country in Africa.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly. So, that's true. So, mercats, when they get scared, what do?
They just run away.
They run away. They don't say roar, do they?
That's because they're prey.
Yeah. And now they get kind of scared sometimes, and they might hide, right?
And I know cats also.
They got a lot of them. What were you going to say, Lou? Or Jack?
I was going to say.
nothing about the meerkats. Yeah, so sometimes when things frighten us, sometimes we stand up and we're strong, but sometimes we get kind of scared and we might hide or run away or be frightened stiff. And you know what? Even when we're scared, even when we're frightened, even when we want to shrink away, God is with you. And that life is always wild. He's got the theme from UBS already. Awesome. Yes.
Because I've heard about that many times.
When life is wild, God is
always with us.
Is always with us and is always good. You've heard it many times because your mom is one of the directors, huh? Yeah. So we'll remember that even sometimes when we act like meerkats, when we act kind of scared, that God is with us. And he's going to help us get through, kind of like a lion. And strong. Sometimes we talk about Jesus or God being the lion who will watch over us.
Lions and the meerkats.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and we'll learn about more of these animals, more of these safari animals at VBS. So we'll hope to see you later. Come back to your seats. Okay. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, there are many things in our lives that seize us, that bind us, that keep us locked. And we pray that when we encounter those demons in our lives, you would help us to break free. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this story today, our gospel story, is about a man who is possessed. He's sometimes known as the Gerasene demoniac. A really cool name, but he is a man from the Gerasenes who is possessed by demons. And I was thinking about that. We don't use that language a lot anymore, do we? We don't use that language of being possessed, right? I mean, if we do, it might be in relation to, like, you know, the Exorcist movie, right? With the head spinning around and the green stuff coming out. It's a little bit hokey. It's a little bit odd, right? But we don't necessarily talk about this idea of people being possessed much anymore. You know? I can honestly say that I've never gotten to yell the phrase, "The power of Christ compels you!" I'm waiting. It's going to happen one of these days. But I think we'd also be hard-pressed to say that there is not evil in the world. I think we can all pretty much agree that there is evil in our world. In fact, on Wednesday we had a Bible study and we were talking about this and the idea of what and who and what compels things that are evil became a prominent topic of conversation. And I was thinking about this lesson, this gospel lesson, as one where the man is possessed by a demon, presumably an evil demon. I don't know of any really nice, kind demons, but we'll assume that it's an evil demon. And I don't know if you noticed, but Jesus asks what his name is, what the demon's name is, and what does the demon say? Legion. Because there are many. Anybody know how many are in a Roman legion? About 6,000. 6,000. This man was not possessed by one demon, but 6,000, for its name is Legion. What's interesting is that Jesus is commanding the demons to come out of the man. And here in verse 29, it says, "For many times it had seized him." Seized him. And the word there is sunapazo. Sunapazo, which is the Greek word that means to be seized or drug away. In fact, that same word is used in the book of Acts when the Christians who are fighting are drug away. It's that same word that they're being drug away. So Jesus says, get out of him, release him, drag him away. And what does Jesus do? But he takes the demons, the legions, the 6,000, and sends them into a herd of swine. He releases them into the pigs. And I don't know if you caught this, what the swine do, but Jesus releases them. And then they run into the lake and are drowned. Because Jesus is not about to let that kind of evil run amok. If only our demons that we struggle with would be as quickly squelched. Because there are demons that seize us. And again, in 10 years, I've never been able to say the power of Christ compels you. But I have seen demons. I have seen those evils. And there are lots and lots of ways that people are seized. Sort of like the people in the community. If we look further down in the story, in verse 37, it says, "Then all the people of the surrounding countryside of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with fear." Seized with fear. This is not the sunapazo, but this is the suneko, which is a kind of seizing that means seized as if by illness. They were seized by something. Maybe it was fear of this legion of demons. They had seen what it had done to one man. What could it do if left unchecked in their community? Maybe it was fear of Jesus of Nazareth, this man who had power to heal and command and change people. So far we've seen good works, but what power could this man have? Maybe it was being seized by fear of the unknown. Because lots of things can seize us. Sometimes it's internal, sometimes it's beyond our control. But there are lots of places of fear and lots of people who are seized. Maybe not by demonic powers like the Gerasene man in our gospel, but seized nonetheless. You may not have had an experience like the Gerasene demoniac, but this world is full of people who are bound and seized. So what do you, as people of faith, as people who are called to put our full trust in God, what are you seized by? What are you bound by? What are you gripped by in your life? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it sadness? Or jealousy, or anger, or in Carrie's video talking about having difficulties with a job or self-image. What are you seized by? What are you bound by, held by? Because it's easy to look at this story and see it as just another ancient miracle where Jesus comes in and powerfully wipes away all the forces of evil in the world. But that power still exists. God may not use such elaborate means as self-drowning swines to release you from whatever binds you, but God is still at work to release you. God is still at work in the simple things that we as his people do every day. By prayer. By trust in God's power, by being in community, by acts of love for one another, by joining together at the table. These are the tools of Christ's power in which he sees us, in which he sees you and says, "Be gone, the power of sin and death. Release her, you demons of self-doubt and impatience. Release him, unchain him, you legions of hate and fear. Be released, people of God, from all that seizes you. Because the power of Christ compels you." Amen.